Hello YouTube, this is Gimp Knowhow, and this is my YouTube tutorial for the week. You can head on over to my site at www.gimpknowshow.webs.com, and you can see my exclusive tutorial for the week, and I encourage you to become a member there and post in the forum and whatnot. Why did I just say whatnot? Never mind. Regardless, create a new image, 700 by 700. Oh. I actually forgot to mention what this tutorial is about. This tutorial will be how to create an abstract, kind of Van Gogh-ish oil painting background that almost anything fits into. Once you have your background, all you need to do is insert your render and use the Oilify filter, which I will show you how to use. First go Filters, Render, Clouds, Plasma. I'm using seed 10112784 32 with a turbulence of 3.6, which I found looked pretty nice. And that'll render. By the way, this image is 700 by 700. Okay. Now go Filters, Distorts, Whirl, and Pinch. My settings are Whirl Angle, -255.74. Pinch amount 0.760, and my radius I'm going to tone down to 1.137, and that will take a while to whirl and pinch. And it's still whirling and pinching. I don't remember it taking this long when I did this once before. Anyway. Can't really do anything till it's done whirling and pinching, so sorry for the long wait. You can skip ahead. Well, I guess it's kind of late for that, but yeah, go ahead and skip ahead. There we go, finally done whirling and pinching. As you can see, this is a pretty psychedelic, almost, background. Now, the best way to make this look oil painting-y is to go Filters, Artistic, Oilify. And for my Oilify settings, I'm using mass size as 8, and the exponent also as 8. With use intensity algorithm checked, and use exponent map not checked. And that takes not near as long. So there we have a very Van Gogh-ish oil spiral. It looks fairly nice because you see all the different color blends in there. Now we're going to add some extra detail. I'm going to use the sparks brush. And when you use the sparks brush, just kind of make it go with the flow of the picture, like how it's spiraling. Looks a lot better. Now go Filters, Artistic, Oilify again. Oilify just makes everything look so much more natural in an oil painting. When you post a render here for like a signature or anything, you want to oilify the render, but not to the extent that it actually kind of disforms the render. Just do it to make it look natural. Now we have some sparks going in there, and we have several options for what we can do. You can A, just leave it like this, which is absolutely fine as it is, or we can add some lighting effects. We're going to merge everything down. So, now go Filters, Light and Shadow, Lighting Effects. Now, as your light, select light 1 point and make the color white with the intensity being 1. The material all at the default setting, settings, don't enable bump mapping, and don't enable environment map. And that'll take a while to light. A lot of this tutorial is just loading. So here's the lighting effects variation. It makes the end of the tunnel much more bright. That's one option. I'm not going to do that option because personally I think the one without the lighting effects looks more Van Gogh-ish. If you want to make it look very psychedelic, just take circles and put them somewhere. Then click colors, invert. And these will make select patches the opposite colors of what they should be. Which makes it look extra psychedelic, I guess you could say. So, thank you for watching this tutorial, YouTube. I do encourage you to head over to my site where the new tutorial is out. It's how to make spirals, and we're doing Stephen Colbert. So, thank you for watching this tutorial.